Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Thank you, Inept Hero. During the break, we had Brady finally admit he is hosting a block party, actually.
You knew that was the case. Yeah. I mean,
well, I didn't know anything about it.
And then he said,
I'll get you guys the flyer I put together.
And the Kaisers and I will be out front. We're going to make chili. I'm
like, you're having a block party.
Well, I didn't know anything about that.
Because it's a normal day for him.
It's unsanctioned, so that's what he's going with.
And then we did, off the air, get into the discussion of whether or not the neighbors, like your neighbor told me you're having a block party and you said you didn't know about it. Would you still show up if, in fact, a block party broke out tomorrow night and you didn't know about it until you saw it? Would you still go outside?
Oh, yeah, I'd be outside handing out candy, but I wouldn't go over to the neighbor's place.
But it's the block party. Isn't that just like road
stuff?
Well,
you would. I would know about it. Yeah, but that would be different. That would be a, you know, like if all of a sudden they're having a block party and everyone else in the neighborhood's invited but you.
Right.
Sure.
You might have to move.
That's like setting up a crackhead across the street from the crack den. They're going to cross the street.
They're going to have to invite you. You're coming over. That's what they're saying.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to invite him.
We don't have to invite Brady. He'll just show
He'll
up.
Be there.
He's coming no matter what. So whether we say show, watch this. Don't say anything. But you say you didn't know about a block party. And then you said that the three neighbors are getting together, making chili and standing
outside, blocking the street.
Probably going to block the street, put up some tables, food, you know, dancing, music, a couple of clowns. I don't know what block party that is. It's just Saturday.
Because it's not the whole block.
It's just us in the front yard. Brady's a block party in his front yard every day. It's a fascinating, fascinating thing. I'm always blown away by that. Because, boy, if there's ever been anything. And I started thinking about it. The guy I know the best in my life since fifth grade, my friend Mark Stebbings, I started thinking when we used to trick-or-treat or whatever, because we're the people that drop their kids off in cars. You're the devil yourself. You're the worst human beings alive. There's no...
Drop them off and drive away?
Yeah, you don't drive your kids door-to-door. A, your kid's not that in demand. You don't have to worry about your kid being that in demand of being kidnapped. I've seen your kids. None of them are hot enough to be this worried about. Let me just say that. There's a couple of them out there. You're driving them around, just make them victims when they're finally by themselves. You got to teach them a little tough love.
But that's
the
way the neighborhoods are set up a lot of times on that side where they pull up the car and it's just they'll let them do the street. Then
I've never seen let
them
do the street.
And then take off
I say,
the car.
They go to the house, they run back to the house. Yeah. And as close as houses are in Arizona, it's like row houses, for God's sakes. Your kids can walk from door to door. But every time I see them run to the front, run back to the car, they drive to the next house.
That's why we put the thing up there, I'll say wood.
You block the street.
Along.
Well,
yeah,
you do that, Barry, because it's a block party. That's what you do for block parties. You block the street.
And we don't want kid pancakes either on the
right,
street.
Right, not on your street.
Yeah.
Other streets, fine, but not your street. But yeah, that you're Satan. If you think your kid is you're constantly worried about your kid being abducted or stolen or whatever, and you're slowly going 2 miles an hour with your side door open, that's just you're destroying Halloween completely, ruining Halloween. But then we started to say, what age did we stop having parents go with us? Because I see, like, older kids with their parents now. Like, their parents are always hovering.
Yeah.
And I think I was eight.
I was eight. I was going to say I was young.
Yeah.
Going by myself with friends around
my
the
mom or my dad, one of the two, would walk us to a big street, cross the street with us, and then let us go in that neighborhood. And I remember
and
that.
And then when did you retire from trick-or-treating?
Like 13 or 14.
Yeah, eighth or ninth grade.
Good
like
news
that.
Was I was short in eighth and ninth grade, which is fantastic.
So you can still pull it off.
I can still pull it off. And the one year my friend Mike Burkhart and I went as buckwheat and alfalfa, I think we were 12 or 13, and I was in full blackface.
Are you an ageist?
Because it was okay yeah, then. I was buckwheat. It was the most popular character on television, and as a 12-year-old kid, I was paying tribute to Eddie Murphy's great character. It was hilarious. I did the voice. Burkhart did alfalfa. The only time it got weird is we knocked on the door, and a black lady answered, and she goes, Oh, my. And that's where I remember. She goes, you all us. And she thought it was hilarious. Tick 'em teat is what I said. Tick 'em teats, which I now realize is something terrible to say to a woman. Tick 'em teats.
My friend and I.
And we had a whole thing. It was like, oh. And the makeup's all smudged and smeared because it was pure just brown. I was in full blackface, age 13, 1985.
Alex is at the age now where I don't know if he wants to go trick-or-treating, but him and his buddies are planning on dressing up.
Yeah?
He's got to do his hair. Right?
What is he going as? Marilyn Monroe?
He wants to dye his hair black now.
Oh, right.
Because his roots are starting to show.
He's going to be his own evil twin.
His friends want him to go as Wario or something. They're going as a whole bunch of different Mario characters.
He should go out as the princess.
Luigi. That's what I said. Exactly what I said. I said, I'll get you a pink dress. You've got the hair.
And then one guy dresses up as a gorilla and steals your son and takes him to the top of the roof.
Carries him.
That would be awesome.
He weighs $150 now. I don't think any of his friends could get him under their arm.
Yeah, they could.
Think?
He's got a couple of beastie friends. Probably throw him around like a rag doll on the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never know. That's hilarious. So they're going out as Mario Brothers characters.
Yeah,
he's like, Dad, I need some black hair dye, 5 dozen eggs, give you a chance.
Exactly. But not
yeah, they're going out to cause problems. Yeah, they ain't going out to just dress up and have fun.
The neighborhoods they go cause problems in, they won't do it. They're too pricey.
They'll do it.
You're getting a bill. November 3rd, you're going to have a bill. Your dumb son accidentally lit the interior of my car on fire.
What?
We don't know what he was doing. We caught him, and you're paying for it.
It's our new car prank.
Your kid is the very buxom blonde, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's him. Well, that gorgeous little boy just destroyed my vehicle. Yeah, so I'm trying to think about – I think I retired about 13 or 14 because it got to the point where I was a little bit – but I still like doing the candy run.
Do you not hand out candy to older kids?
You give it to everybody. He gives it to adults.
If a high school comes by.
Candy?
If a high school comes by?
Candy.
A whole high school?
The whole school?
You're not understanding.
They all get candy.
Candy. If people get bowls of chili at Brady's house. You're getting fed.
No.
A meal?
No.
Just because
you do not
pandemic.
Get a bowl of chili.
The chili is made for our family, and then if
other people want it, they
Kevin,
can have it.
The neighbors next door, you're the crazy. Blazers and the Kaisers, they wanted some chili.
Are there disposable bowls present?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if a kid said, that
can
chili
I,
smells
we
great,
do that
can I have
with
some?
It's a little nippy now. Can I get some chili?
Let me tell you this. If you go to Brady's house for Halloween, he'll ladle you some chili. He's not saying no.
Watch. How many crock pots of chili are we doing?
Only doing 6 this year.
Yeah, wow. You will ladle out chili
Christ!
For
sure. Christ!
What's yeah. that?
Yes, he is. Strangers, there'll be a total
there's
of 6.
There's one crock.
He's not.
It's the big crock pots.
One crock per household. There's going to be about 20 crocks of chili. Right. And I'm right now with there'll be horses, the things that are sitting there, he's blocking that thing off. It's all coming to, you know, you make it seem like the lights are out. It's a couple kids. No, this is going to be
if you wanna,
spotlit.
If you want a ladle,
you're
I'll
getting
take
one.
PayPal.
You'll
I can
get,
run it.
You'll get a ladle. Brady doesn't say no to you at his block party. You won't do it.
If I got some?
No way. If you got some, you're handing it out.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you got some. If you're full up
hey,
on
you get
chili,
the first bowl.
Yeah, no, he's tasting it all day. And just know that, too, that Brady's face squishings have been dropped right back into that bowl because all day he's been spooning a little in as it's cooking.
Nah, he
that's
just
good stuff.
Sticks a finger in to taste it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that finger just came off some butt crust. Trust me. He's got the rust butt. He just wiped. Had his third poop of the morning.
It's squeaky clean now ever since I've installed those bidets.
Bidets are nice. You still got to clean with soap. Get in there. Work on that.
It's like going to a car wash.
That's
jet
right.
sprays.
That's good. Get in there and soap it up a little bit. Put some soap on it and bidet it and you got yourself a thing. Yeah, and junior high was about when we quit with the Halloween. And that's because, you know, we weren't really bright. But evidently nowadays, junior high is when you can lose your job because of your junior high activities. You see the guy for the Coyotes? This is brutal. The Arizona has cut ties pick, with their draft pick of 2020. Is an 18, almost 19-year-old guy named Mitchell Miller. He's been removed from the organization because it's been determined that when he was in 7th and 8th grade, he used to be verbally and somewhat physically abusive to a handicapped kid in his school who happened to be black. So they're also playing a huge race card. Okay. Basically, this kid didn't matter about race, really, except he was probably that, was just the biggest dick on the planet when he was in 8th grade.
He's a hockey player.
And he was probably just some stud hockey player in that. So there were police reports filed. The harassment and the bullying went very – and he even said, I regret – this is only 5 years ago. He said, I totally regret everything. I was a kid. I was an idiot. I was influenced by terribly stupid stuff. And, I'm an adult now. And the Coyotes have said, well, you're done. We can't have you on the – you can't be in the NHL because of what you did back then. Now, the debate rages. Is that something? Because even if he went to.
How far did he go?
Even if he went to jail for it, he'd
be. There was police reports filed.
Right, but he'd be done now.
Yeah.
He'd be a juvenile. Now, if it was a. Like, if that was a jailable offense, he'd be out now because he's 18. So even the justice system would have seen this as, look, this is your juvenile record is this. You are now done here. And you're 18. Now you got to go be an adult somewhere. Your child crimes are taken care of.
Second chance?
Yeah, but no, you can't. And the Coyotes, I mean, it's just so PC. And what he did was awful. There's no question. Yeah. But now can you go back and find out if every – what the slippery slope here is, every single player that has somebody now accuse them of doing something as a dick when they were 7th, 8th graders. They keep
Which is all of them.
All of them. All the athletes. Look, watch every
Mike
old movie.
Mike Trout was a dick to somebody.
Always a dick to the lesser kids. Then it's not right, but it's the factor of the big man on campus always kind of crapped on the little people. It was just the way it was. Have you ever seen an 80s movie? That's the athlete, the star athlete was always a dick to the non-popular kids. And it was bullying. The Alpha Betas, for God's sakes, and Revenge of the Nerds. They were mean to the nerds. The nerds fought back. They bullied them.
William Zabka, the guy from The Karate Kid, made a career of being a dick his whole life in the 80s.
That's exactly right. I got stuffed into, because like I said before, I wasn't a big kid. And I remember these bigger, older athletic kids came by and broke up our football game at a park and stuffed me in a trash can, which I thought was only in, like, movies. But it's real. Yeah. You get stuffed in trash cans. But they were much older than us. We were, like, 12. They were, like, 18. And they wouldn't make it on the Coyotes if you found out one of the players from the Coyotes was stuffing kids in garbage cans. It's hilarious. But I sat in that trash can thinking, man, what a bunch of dicks. But I never once thought to myself, I'm going to ruin their careers.
Taping the one guy to the bench, athletic tape, you know, is a
Breakfast Club.
Yep.
What did Emilio Estevez learn in the Breakfast Club when he taped that kid's butt closed with that and then ripped it off and there was blood? He's crying as he's
Some
telling
hair.
The story. Yeah. And the reason why is he's like, because he did it because his dad was a dick too.
Yep.
So what is interesting, at least, I think, didn't Emilio kind of apologize to or go back? And,
no, he I guess said he wish I could.
Wish
he's talking about the
back.
Kid.
Didn't the kid die? Didn't he kill himself or something? I don't remember Breakfast
Club. No, I don't remember that.
I don't think he did.
Not from the butt tape, but.
No, he was crying because he was thinking about how that kid had to go back to his dad.
Oh, yeah, he had to go back to his dad.
Yeah, and he said, there's no way you can apologize for that.
Yeah, and he also, this is true, too, the player, his name again is Mike Mitchell. Is that right? Mitchell Miller, sorry. Mitchell Miller told everybody about this incident before the draft. He told all the teams, hey, I had this history. It was bad. This was part of me before I was in eighth grade. It was terrible decisions. I regret every second of it. Now, the kid like in the Breakfast Club, the kid that he did this to was like, oh, yeah, great day for him. That guy's name sends chills down my spine. Miserable.
Yeah.
And so he had, but now they cut ties with him over his history of bullying. And it's like, to me, now you got to worry about all your behavior. Like, again, this is why I don't understand why anybody wants social media. As you go back 6 years and go, hey, you were pretty rude to them. Well, that guy was a dick to me at work, and so I flamed him. I flamed him on social media. So, well, we can't have you here.
It doesn't allow for growth as a person.
It doesn't allow for any errors. Exactly. There's zero potential for you.
His whole NHL career is done. To make money playing hockey, he's going to have to go overseas probably.
I'm not saying what he did was right, but it was a total dick. But If he told the Coyotes about it, this is on them.
Well, then the PR team gets hold of it because once TMZ says,
"Why did you draft him?"
Right, exactly. He told everybody.
They were hoping they wouldn't get heat.
Secret.
Because isn't that the exact same thing? The Coyotes saying, "Oh, okay, it's no big deal," and then realizing, "Oh, it is a big deal," so now we have to act like they're just as guilty as what he's saying he did. Right? They're wanting him to. He stirred it back up. They're wanting him to say his mistakes in the past are forgivable. Well, then. But now they're saying they're not. So then neither are yours. You drafted this kid, so you aligned with him. So now you're in that camp, and you can't change your mind.
Well, that tells me one thing it could be is he never made amends. I made these mistakes, but did he? You know, has he cleared it up with the
guy said someone had to have.
I don't believe the kid stirred it back up.
There's an organization that's still going after him. But
yeah.
He told everybody, "Hey, there's a chance this comes up." Stirred up or otherwise. He told them. He warned them. Like, this is part of my...
It just shows that the gesture is empty. That they're just doing it now because there's too much heat. They're like, oh, all right, there's too much heat.
We knew about it, but we didn't know people were still mad. So we got to get out of this. And it is a terrible thing what he did. But if you knew... If it was hidden, that's different. But if you know about it, and the kid's like, look, I'm different. I'm not who I was. And, you know, when you hear... As an adult, when you hear it happen in 2014 and 15, you're like, it's still him. But no, he's grown up. I mean, the things I did when I was in seventh grade compared to what I did as a senior in high school, drastically different human being. Drastically different human being. And, you know, like Derek Zellner at my school, when Coach Clark introduced us all to Derek Zellner and how things worked, the first thing I remember him saying, we're all even. You could be the star quarterback of the football team like Derek Zellner or eating out of the garbage like little Ricky Strumpf. Everybody's the same. Ricky Strumpf was a very handicapped kid who ate out of the garbage, looked like Nosferatu, and used to attack women on stairs. He would hide behind things and then jump and grab women's legs. And we just dealt with it. You just kicked Ricky out of the way. That was essentially the plan at Dobson. It was like, Ricky! And then the girl
would go. The overexcited dog that jumps on you when you're coming home, and you're just like, all right, get down.
You wish it was a dog. Ricky would latch on, and the girls would just kick him with all their might. Kick Ricky Strumpf with all their might down these little, like, three steps that you get as you're walking out of the parking lot up into the... Kush! Just kick him, and then the teacher would go, Ricky! And that was the end of it. We handled our business like men and women, but mostly men.
We had Boots Fergus, but he never was that aggressive towards the girl.
I'm not kidding. Look up the original Nosferatu, then colorize it, and it's Ricky. Ricky, horrified, and he'd sit in his...
He was 22
years old, and he was there forever. He was just... He was the phantom of Dobson High School. He just hid behind things. His neck, his head buried in his neck, and like... And he'd poof, and he'd go, kick him, kick him! And he'd kick Ricky, and he would go, Ricky! And then he'd scurry off into his hole. I don't think he was ever in a classroom.
So here's an article on the teenage brain.
Oh, God. Why do you have this?
Well, because you're teenagers.
Good explanation.
He's learning.
You're pedophile talking now. This on the ready.
Based on their brain development, because you said he was in junior high, right?
Yeah.
So he's a teenager. Adolescents are more likely to act on impulse, misread or misinterpret social cues and emotions, get into accidents of all kinds, get into fights, engage in dangerous or risky behavior. They're less likely to think before they act, pause to consider the consequences, and change their dangerous or inappropriate
behaviors.
Which is
why they're not allowed to drive.
He was right in the middle of
that. They're not allowed to drive.
That was all of us.
Operate things.
Every one of us.
They can't vote. They have no say. They're being raised and taught.
And that goes to what age? 25, 30?
How old are we in this room?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
it comes back around.
Your adolescent brain turns into your early adult brain.
Yeah.
Your early adult brain turns into your adult brain. And then it gets more. Look, again, 7 years ago, I was a completely different human being.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I don't want to be the same person I was then. I want to keep getting different. And you go through peaks and valleys and stuff. But if you even said, oh, you're the exact same person as you were in eighth grade, then I've progressed zero. Then I have an IQ of 5 as an adult. It's you're eighth grade. So holding this kid to that, and granted, he's 18, which means he's only 6 years removed, 5 years removed from the whole event. But there's a lot of growth in that when you consider percentage of life. That's 20% of his life that's gone by. Mm-hmm. And if you think of 20% of your life and think back to the time – that represents you like, wow, yeah, I was an idiot. I was just getting started at stuff. 20% of 40 years is a whole lot different than 20% of 18. It takes up a good chunk
at the time,
of your time.
20% of 16 years when he was.
Well, I'm saying now you're saying like if you take 5 years off of 18, it feels like 2015 wasn't that long ago. Oh. We probably didn't have time to change too much. 100%. But considering that what his brain's going through and what he's dealing with, he may be a dick. But how many professional athletes are dicks? Since when is that a thing?
And he's been playing hockey since he's been four, so he's been dealing with coaches and parents and everything like that. You know, parents at hockey games,
they're the worst.
Baseball, not even close. Hockey fans are the worst.
And because hockey's expensive, man. Yeah. That kid better play.
And here's the thing I think. The kid who got bullied, you got to wait for this kid to see if he gets a payday, this Mitchell. If he gets a payday, then the bully comes out of the woodwork and says, I want something back for this. You ruined my life. You get him where it hurts. You kick him in the paycheck to where he pays you. You don't kill all the
money. To go the PR route then, if the kid does sign a contract somewhere and he goes back now and gives that kid some money, is that taking advantage of the situation or is that make it right?
Well, you're taking advantage of the situation.
Completely, because it's already out there.
Right.
And what we also don't know is the factor of what is going on since then. It's like, so he's over the thing that happened? There could have been a couple of stories for the Coyotes to find out.
Coyotes didn't find out.
He told them about that episode, but all of a sudden you find out additional things that haven't come to light. Yeah.
Nothing new has come to light. Or if the NHL or the Coyotes are saying, we know things that are not bringing it up, then they're idiots.
Yeah.
Because all you have to say is, yes, we knew about this, but now new things have come to light. And we can't have it. It is a pattern of behavior. But if it's this, you know, it's this guy he bullied, it's a bad thing. There's bullies all the time. Jay Gutentag said, this guy and anybody else, I'll start it with the subject says, I did my time. I'm a convicted felon. Give this kid a break, NHL. This guy and anyone else should not be screwed with forever for that behavior. They grow up and learn. Wasn't a felony. And after everything's said and done, I got a second chance. And have people trying to hire me every day. This is BS. It's like what happened to Bo.
He's going back
to the original days. Some of these organizations need to step up and say, enough, enough. Guten Tag. Out. It's true. At a certain point, when do you let a kid's terrible behavior become, all right, you're an adult now. You're on thin ice.
Right.
I mean, you're on the thinnest of ice. Your leash is an inch long, but
you're in third grade.
You have a chance.
You're setting up your life. You're going to ruin it right now.
Right.
You can't knock it off.
You can't teach. In therapy the other day, we were talking about that. And one of the beefs I always had with growing up was I was always treated as an adult, as a kid. There was no real room for error as a child. That's why my dad and I get along great as adults. But I don't think he knew how to relate to a kid very well. It was always
catch up.
Yeah,
quick.
I was always on his level. And when I spill milk, it's like, oh, God damn it. Like everything was ruined. Like his reaction to my mistakes were huge.
Which are going to happen.
Yeah, because you're a kid. Yeah. You're brand new. So it took me a while to recognize that as like, there's kind of the weirdness to acceptance of a kid's behavior. That's why I don't like them. They don't act like us. But
that
was me.
Is your therapist male or female?
Huh?
Is your therapist male?
She's
or female.
Female.
Damn it.
Why?
I picture you going to Robin Williams type.
Oh, no. Tell me about your father. What's going on? Then he starts talking about his wife
being dead.
I just want
you to be Goodwill Hunting,
It would have been great. We're doing math on glass.
That's an all-day thing.
No, but it is kind of a deal where you have to – and then you realize, you have to allow kids really dumb mistakes. You have to.
Every book you read as a parent, because you get thrown them at you all the time, anybody that's gone through it already, they hand down this knowledge or whatever they use to get through it. And every book says that. You got to let them – you have to cut them loose. You have to let them make their own mistakes. That's why – I mean, it's hard. But you try with Alex. Like when he came to me and said, I want to bleach my hair. And I'm like, that's a bad idea, dude. That's a bad idea. I want to do it. All right. Just so you know, you're going to look back on this.
Yeah, and I hate
every second. You're going to regret it.
Yep.
But it's going to be cool in your mind for about 5 months.
See,
and that's
my dad,
a huge list of
time. This is hard
time.
For you to hear.
But he'll have fun stories when he's older. Like, man, what was I?
He'll
idiot.
Have the pictures. He'll have, you know.
Oh, no. You'll be
he'll
sad.
Have this radio
Trust
show's
me.
Audio.
I used to dye my hair all the time for no reason in my 20s.
Blonde?
And now look at you.
It was blonde. It was. I tried to fix the blonde. It would turn bright orange every
Roach
once in a while. I couldn't
feathers
fix
in
I
it.
Wish. That would have at least been a movement. That would have at least stated something. God knows what I was doing. I look back at that and I'm like, oh, Jesus, that was a waste of a couple of years. What a mess. And my dad used to, like, I know Toledo doesn't like hearing this because he'd be like, oh, I'd kill for this story.
Yeah.
But my dad, once I was a functioning kid, like I could move and I could, I was fluid with movement. I wasn't falling down every 3 feet. When sports were involved, I'm playing with the adults as an adult. Like, he's throwing the ball like a 30-something-year-old man throws. Oh, yeah. Right. He didn't lay off at all.
I did that with Alex.
And, I mean, he's popping the glove. I'm probably six, seven years old, and he's throwing, and I'm like, and it's, you know, cracking. He's not trying to hit me. He's like, no, if you can catch me, you catch anybody.
Mm-hmm. And like, you can catch a wrench.
Yeah, exactly. It was basically that. Catch a whiskey bottle, you can catch a wrench. You can dodge a ball. And I would throw back, and it taught me to, you know. But I was, you know, terrified to screw up with kids my age, because then that meant that this was all for nothing. So, yeah, you got to allow kids their goofs. You got to let them be kids. This kid's an idiot.
Well, that's all parents, though, because nobody, like my dad even says, we didn't know what the hell we were doing. I mean, you just figure it out as you go.
100%.
You
find that out later. 100%. Yeah, as an adult, you realize, oh, my parents weren't these perfect entities.
No.
Yeah. And this Nicholas says, actually, the Coyotes picked him because he was a high prospect that dropped in the draft due to this report.
So this is on them.
Yeah.
They took advantage.
Well,
it's
they were trying to.
They were just hoping it would be under the carpet.
Something changed when TMZ said, oh, you drafted this kid? Have you heard the story?
So it feels like it looks like a knee-jerk reaction.
It is a knee-jerk reaction. Yep. And it's, you know, you shouldn't have drafted him. If everybody was so high and mighty on bullying and how it was known that this kid's like, look, there were police reports. So I'm confused by the whole thing. And again, I'm not forgiving what he did. It's bad. I will say you got to forgive him eventually and say, you know, not necessarily forgive him, but just say you can move on. We'll move on.
Has he learned from this? And it and
That's not up to you to decide. Like, later,
well,
it's up for him to make
those decisions.
Well,
if I'm going to hire him,
right.
And that
but it's
up,
a good sign that he's coming to you and saying, listen, this is the deal.
That sounds
instead
like
of being the guy that, like, a lot of them are where they hide and say, well, oh, it was a long time ago. I didn't think it was going to be a big deal or whatever.
Yeah. It's crazy because they knew that. So, you know, you tell them. Say anything else comes up or if you show us any, if you display any of this big, you're on a leash this big. But we accept that this is what happened. This is all that happened. And that's fine.
You
and the police report
made that
says
announcement,
it?
And people would have said, "You know what?
They
accept what the Coyotes."
Because
they wouldn't say they accept what the they'd say. No, no, no. He's a bully, and he needs to be gone.
The thing that happened was the kid he bullied stepped up.
Yeah,
and now there's a face and a voice, and this kid, and he's black, and he's in a wheelchair, and it's like, oh, and they knew that, but now you see it. It's the Ray Rice video. We know how bad domestic violence is. Then the video comes out and they're like, he'll never play again. They've suspended him for 2 games and like said, you're going to sit out for a little while, but you're not going to check for the next 2 games. We know enough. The video came out and it changed everything. That's a little different. But if you knew about it going in, I mean, but it just tells why in the world would you let your kid have a social media page and anything about his history? I mean, this goes back to like, if they're going to start checking into you when you were in junior high, the things you've tweeted, the things you've said, and it's not gone. You might have deleted it, but it's not gone. They'll dig. It's crazy. I don't understand why you'd want a log of your thoughts, and especially if you're a parent, like your kid having this thing that he's allowed to speak freely on. He's going to say stupid stuff, especially boys, but pressuring with other kids, conversations that he's going to have with other kids. Why would you allow it?
The interesting thing is, like with Alex, now that he's a teen, they don't post to Instagram or to Snapchat. They don't post for everyone to see. They do it in messages. So like they'll message back and forth with each other on Instagram so that it's not out there as a public record. Because I tell them all the time, I'm like, look, don't put something out there that's stupid. If you're going to share stuff, share it between your buddies.
How about this?
And do that.
He goes back and forth with one of these things you're talking about, and one of the kids screen caps it.
Yeah, I tell him that too.
And that's what happens.
And that's when you're like, hey, this, and he gets mad at Alex, and Alex has some baseball career, and he's like, hey, look what I did. You can bait them into a log, and it's just the stupidest thing ever. Now, I know texting's going to be different because kids will ruin you, and it's just note passing that's digital.
Even in the media world, this is off the record, right?
Right.
How many times off the record has been made public?
You just don't make a record. In eighth grade, if they can go back and you can get fired for what you did in eighth grade, I should be fired. For what I told you this morning about my my buckwheat blackface Halloween costume.
Every one of us would be.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of us would be fired.
You can't go retro that way. And even though this is only 5 years ago, he let it be known. I don't know that this is not to say what he did wasn't bad. It's just the precedent is brutal. Because if we all can go back 5 years and say, remember when you said this at blah, blah, blah 5 years ago? I'm like, yeah, but that was before. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It applies to 2020 morals. I'm like, oh, we're done. We're all done.
I even look back at Facebook memories that come back from 8 years ago, and I'm like, Jesus, I was an idiot. What did I post that for? Yep. You know, I mean, literally, and I was an adult at that point.
Yeah. I wonder that every time I look at your Facebook.
Well, I still am an idiot when I'm posting, so, you know.
Imagine what you're going to think in 10 years. In 10 years, you're like, I had a Facebook page? Oh, my God. I was a teen girl. Why did I think anyone gave a flying F about my food that day? I like what Brady does on his Instagram, which is rile up the Toledos of the world, driving by them, a big Biden rally on the side of the street, and screaming out with your daughter in the car that Biden is a, essentially is what he said.
Biden's an
asshole.
That wasn't a rile. That was a Trump.
Or Trump
rally.
One. Yeah, you said Biden's an asshole. That's right.
I go
said
the
Biden.
Other way. Whoever's protesting.
You support.
I support, yeah. Get still. That union going.
Biden was just an ankle.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was the text.
Yeah, Biden's an ankle was a pretty solid one because your daughter's in the car.
Yeah.
And I knew that because her feet were in the shot.
See the toes.
Yeah, so it looked like there were 10 extra people there. Those are her toes hanging out the window because they don't fit in the floor. But the
Jeremy, she loves the jam.
Does she
I
like
played it for
it
her last night?
Oh, I haven't played
power
it
mix.
Yet.
Yeah, the power mix. Yeah, he texted me last night. Well, first
send
off.
Send me that jam.
First off, he asked of a JPEG of it, which is a photo. So I wasn't sure how to deliver that. So I just sent an audio file, and he's like, I need to play it for Kirby. I was like, oh, no. Okay. And
we said, one? Yeah. The best thing about that is that that was playing while Brady and Kirby drove by.
Wait a minute.
By.
Did you ask for permission?
Did you get permission to run this?
Toledo.
Is it bad?
Oh, this is the video that I sent you guys.
Oh, all right. Not want to play it?
You can play it.
Yeah, I figured because we were talking about it because it was hilarious.
Biden's an ankle.
Great driving by the Trump rallies on the side of the road.
Is Kirby driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She might be.
I go, take the wheel.
From the passenger
I got to film
seat.
Those big planks. Yeah.
She put her pinky over one foot and a half and got to the pedals. Anyway, good stuff, Brady. Well done. Hilarious.
It was kind of a dual celebration because we got through Canes in 8 minutes.
You went to Canes with Kirby?
Is that good?
Yeah, that's what she wanted.
That's like a record getting
that's,
through that
that's
line.
That's pretty. Yeah. You can get under 10 at Canes. You're doing
fingers fry
well.
Slaw?
Yep.
Yeah, good job, man.
But I did notice they put a sandwich together.
What? They got bread now?
They got a chicken sandwich.
You better bring Megan back.
Yeah, I know. We got to try. They've got new options.
They only serve one thing.
I know.
Well, this is dumb.
Like, no, it isn't. It's actually really great. It expedites the world. We all get the same thing. We're moving.
Only added one item to their slinging fest. Just a bun.
Yeah, throw some buns over that
they
chicken.
Let's
that. Move. Let's move.
3 seconds into the order.
Got an all-day line here. Well, you're very suggestible. We talked about Canes. You went to Canes.
That wasn't me. That was Kirby. She heard it, but she loves Canes.
It's really not hard to talk you into it, though.
Let's I didn't have honest. It.
Come on.
You didn't have any?
No.
Where'd you go?
What? No. I've been eating salads.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Salad right. and go.
But you took her to Canes.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, hey, you have a salad. You're driving all over town getting meals.
I already had mine planned out.
I see. You wanted some of that Canes, though.
Oh, you know he was reaching out for
the
fries.
Grabbed, yeah, he grabbed the chicken.
Did you have a little?
Didn't have one
not
fry,
a nibble?
Not one.
Not a nibble of the cane?
And even I'm okay with the slaw, too. I didn't do the.
Are you going to have any of that chili at the block party tomorrow?
That's prepping for this.
But it's part of his crock pot, too.
He's cleaning out the system with all the roughage.
Prepping for that.
Brady, I hate to ask, did you just your pants?
I got a change. I brought a change with me.
Chili.
Like Brett did to high school when he'd get too bloody. What do you got on the big board of musical treats this morning?
All right, on the Action Ride Shop board, we got, it seems to be the Halloween theme this morning. So Typo Negative, Rob Zombie, Misfits, Hollywood Undead.
Oh, there you go.
MJ making a thriller. Appearance. Yeah, Thriller.
Okay.
We have a winner.
Why wouldn't we?
We'd go get breakfast and come back.
It's a kind of that's just if we're playing the video. Oh, yeah. Video was 15 minutes. Song's fairly reasonable.
Hey, turn me into Chris Berman here for no reason.
We got to get Peter Steele sometime this morning.
All right. We'll do typo negative this morning.
All right. Black number one.
Black number one will work. That'll be fun. Not the 14-minute one, though. Get the radio.
The epic.
Learn that the hard way when you try to cover that song.
Oh, yeah.
Which one are we working on here? Because I found this 14-minute opus.
Goes guy, off in his written word.
Alan, I got to hand it to Alan Tuberville, who seems to be the smartest parent ever. Because my son's 14. He's 6'6". He's got a 16 shoe like Kirby. He's a basketball wizard. I've made sure that he does not have any social media for this very reason. He's not allowed to have it. Because, yeah, he's 14 and he's a man. That's going to get to his head and he's going to say something real stupid real soon. Boy, that's just – you're just an idiot. You got an athletic kid and you're allowing him to have social media. You're crazy.
That's dad protecting his payday.
That is dad protecting – raising his son the right
damn
way
right.
We call that.
Let alone in high school. You'll get, you know, like if he's captain of the team and something stupid happens.
Get him off
that happened
thing.
To one of my best friends in high school.
Tom Brenneman?
Nope.
No.
But he ended up mooning somebody, and someone else got it, and they reported it, and he was captain of the basketball team.
Can't moon people.
Yeah.
They kicked him off the team for mooning
no,
someone?
No, he wasn't kicked off the team. They took his captainship away. And then,
for mooning?
And he was suspended. Yeah.
God, UA is uptight.
Yeah. It's a little uptight. But still, it was different. It was the 50s. Nobody had seen him in years before. You have to put it in perspective. It was seeing a leg of a woman got her killed back then. We were Sharia law. Yeah, you can't run around. He's mooning. He's probably drunk, too.
Well, the problem was it was at the 4th of July parade.
Oh.
And he was on the float with the captains of the
awesome.
Team.
That's
and he
awesome.
Dropped
that's
him to the little... crowd out there because he was being televised.
Oh, so he was representing the...
There's a little more to it.
Yeah, that's a whole lot more
you
than
made
the
seem...
He was representing the school and the, he's
yeah,
the captain
and it was
the
on
team.
The cable yeah. network that, you
yeah,
know,
that's
like...
terrible. He got... Yeah, he's justifiable. Now... Had 5 years later, he lost his job because somebody said, hey, you were the kid at the
which
parade.
Which that probably would.
That did happen. His name's Tom Brenneman.
That's right. Brady, remember when we were younger and I threw my ass and kunkle out at the people? Well, damn it all if I didn't lose my job with the Reds because they found old videotape of me dangling the old grundle at the gang.
I hope it was the backside because if Brenneman did the front side, Julio Gomez wouldn't have existed.
I hope Brenneman's Brock Myron right now. A big old box of scotch he's sitting there with, and he's just looking at his son going, here's my advice to you. What's my son's name? Do you know?
Luke.
That's right. What's my son's name? Luke. Luke, never do anything. The world will square in the butt. Have some liquor. Tell no one. Speak to no one. Photograph nothing. Next thing you know, you're the mayor of city.
What's going on, Dad?
Shut up. Poor Tom. Man, he got knocked out the day he did it. And I can respect the day you did it firing. 5 years ago, and you already knew about it? Like if Tripp said, remember that thing you did 5 years ago I didn't like? Like, yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm going to let you go for that now. Like, why? I've been thinking about it and I don't like it again.
I've been
like,
thinking
on
it.
What just happened? Yeah, I've been stewing over it for the last week. I was over it. Never even brought it up. And now I want you out. Is this over something else?
No.
I just don't like you. Have I done something recently to cause this to come back up? No.
You're hindering my production
I really
at work.
Like, yeah, doesn't make sense. Now, if your behavior pattern is asshole, 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 like, all right, one more asshole and you're out. That's basically it. But if you're just cooking along and everything's been fine and you're good and nothing happened. I saw an Instagram post of yours from a long time ago. Yikes. You were a racist little boy. Yeah, I was raised in Indiana and West Virginia. I probably had different views then. Well, not in my mind. You're out. You caused a lot of grief for someone in the second grade. I'm like, I'm 48 years old. That was 40 years ago. Yeah, well, that person never got over it. And neither have I. Get out, you dumb... My boss has gone crazy.
Big Red badass.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big. On a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.